look at it before I sell it. Besides, you may be a story in these novels. You're a fascinating people.
But you just wrote a story for the Cosmopolitan about a Pennsylvania Dutch.
Honey, that wasn't the Pennsylvania Dutch. That was the Holland Tunnel.
I swear we've been on this road before. Please ask somebody.
All right, I'll ask somebody. Hey, buddy, can you tell me how to get to Birmingham?
Where?
Birmingham.
Where's that?
Near Effort.
Do you want Effort?
No, Birmingham.
Boy, are you lost. How'd you get up
bringing thousands of strangers. The Amish want to be left alone.
Good idea. Let's leave them alone and go back to New York.
Sit down. You're really going to enjoy meeting these people. Just think about them. They've had practically no contact with the outside world since they settled here in 1950. The customs haven't changed in almost 200 years. They're conspiring in a way. The whole world changes around them. They stand solid. Simple, honest values.
Sam, that's beautiful. Dull, but beautiful.
Did I tell you about the buttons?
Buttons? What buttons?
The Amish don't wear buttons.
Well, how do they keep things closed? Oh, look, Dan, a people, a person. I want to see if it's true about the buttons.
Mister, sir, maybe you can help us.
Yeah?
We're looking for a family by the name of Yoder.
Yoder? There's maybe 14 Yoder families on this road, even.
We're looking for a Jacob Yoder. Is there a Jacob Yoder?
Sure.
Well, where can I find him?
Well, which one?
You mean there's more than one Jacob Yoder?
Four of them, anyhow.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute, Brew. Look, I've got a letter here for this Jacob Yoder.
Yeah? This is not from Fat Jacob Yoder over by Daisy Creek. He can't ride.
Three Jacob Yoders to go.
Maybe could it be from Harry Jacob Yoder with the two fingers missing?
Two fingers missing? My God, I hope not. Why is it there's so many Yoders around here?
Funny, ain't? But not so funny like Zook.
What's a Zook?
Also families like Yoder, only more. They got 24 fingers, Zook.
Look, I understand this Jacob Yoder has a daughter that's getting married soon.
Ah, Katie Yoder. That Jacob Yoder you're looking for? He's my brother-in-law. Him you'll find down the road at least, a house with an elm tree in front.
Thank you.
By the way, what's that painted on that barn over there? A hex sign?
A hex?
Yes, I've heard that around here among the Pennsylvania Dutch.
That ain't a hex.
Come on, Ruth.
What's the matter? What did I do now?
Did you have to mention hexes? They don't like to discuss it without tires.
I'm sorry, but I'm a Baptist. And we have no secrets from anybody.
Oh, get back to the car.
Thank you.
Yoder?
Started in school, your first writing book.
And you do a bluebird
good piece of land there. He's buying it for his new son-in-law soon.
So I understand.
By some people, the daughter gets married, and by some people, not.
Papa.
By her, the foolishness. Men come around to buy her plenty, but stay, they don't.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Mr. Miller.
She needs marrying. She's 22 years yet.
Children she should have now.
But if there is no man,
from fair is the children.
Good question.
Yeah. Yeah. Her. She says it.
I'm sure she'll get married. That's Frank's girl.
Moses Taylor got it marrying.
He did.
Well, that's for her, he was. If it's her big mouth, she told him straight. He is dumb like a cow.
Stay a little.
Well,
you so glad.
So why are you marrying Katie?
Comes a time in his life when a man should take a wife.
Who eyes on one side of its head?